What if I told you you can make 20 times the return of a single family fix and flip on your next big deal? Well, it's actually possible. It's possible inside the world of commercial real estate. Say, I'm inviting you to this free challenge. It starts August 15th. It's totally free. It's a 5-day challenge where I'm going to take you and deep dive into the world of commercial real estate, more specifically, capital multiplier properties. What that is, how we identify them. I'm going to show you how to identify them, how to evaluate them, and how to lock them up risk-free. I'm going to give you all the paperwork to do it. It's totally free. You can sign up to join us at www.20xprofitchallenge.com/realgrit. That's www.20xprofitchallenge.com/realgrit. And I'll see you in the challenge.
There are more people that don't know what they're eligible for and need to know the options that are out there than if they were to spend their own time to shop each and every lender, because how will they know that they're getting their best deal?
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. Hey, I've got Gary Brown here. He's a nationwide private money and hard money broker. He's an investor like us as well. He's got years of experience as an acquisition manager and as a wholesaler. I've known Gary probably since I got into this, darn close to into this business. So I'm excited to have him on here. Gary, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. You know, we connected through a Facebook group.
Yes, we did.
For a sales trainer. And we got a little bit of like a mastermind together, did a few role plays. That was some enjoyable times. We had a small group and we did a few calls together. It was great.
Dude, me, you, Michael Pintner out of New York, I'm still friend. You know, we've got a small group. There was a couple other people who would come and go from our group, but the core was the three of us. And I'm friends with all you, with both you guys. And I'm excited. Michael's been on the show. I'm excited to have you on too.
Yeah, man. So basically, since then, I have worked with about half a dozen different wholesalers in an acquisitions manager role for various different reasons. And you know, the show's called Real Grit. So always transparent up front the whole way through. Yeah. I've been fired more times than I've been hired, but only because sometimes my ego just gets in the way. Yeah. And so starting from zero and then building back up each time with a new investor, figuring out how they like to set up their marketing, how they like to talk to their clients and dispo their deals. It's always a challenge, but that I feel like that makes me more versatile and in the role that I'm in right now, I can talk the language with really any real estate investor.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Well, let's do this. Let's start at the beginning. First, how did you get into real estate investing to begin with? And then I want to go back in and dive into kind of your experience and then bring it current.
Sure. So I got fired from a corporate job, which was the biggest blessing that I could have ever had. Yeah. And I had connected with a local wholesaler in my area. She brought me up in the business, sent me out to a fantastic sales trainer out in St. Louis. And I'm forever grateful for that experience. And what I was doing was I was going out into the homes, talking to sellers, getting the properties under contract. And then, you know, they would fulfill the dispo of it. And that's how I learned basically how to do a wholesale deal. Relationships ran their course. And now I found myself in a position where using my background and skill set in inside sales became really valuable to a virtual real estate investor, someone that was based in California, was doing some marketing spend in Oklahoma City. And now I took my experience with sales and inside sales and real estate. And now I was setting appointments for boots on the ground to go out there and grab the contract. Basically, I'd get an upfront contract. Hey, what's your price? You know, this is where we would probably be at. If everything checks out, we'll be able to lock it up for you. That was as simple as that. And I was managing some of the automated marketing campaigns at that point and working with the virtual assistant. And then another opportunity came up that was closer to home in more of the same type of role, a more professional office where I'm able to do the same virtual real estate style. But if I needed to go out to a property and look at it, I certainly could be able to do that. Everything that we were doing was within 2 hours, so I could go out and drive to it. I helped build a really small team, trained a couple people up, and now that business is really doing well. Yeah. Again, relationship ran its course, and I found myself in a position to look towards, all right, what is what I want to do? How can I control my time the best? And what do I feel will be the most profitable for me on each and every deal? And that was connecting investors with the ultimate resource, money.
Money. We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place, batchleads.io. Batch Leads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batch Leads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batch Leads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And what's funny, you know, what I heard through the story oftentimes is it's the thing that gets you the thing, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of this is the experiences, the culmination of experiences that get us to the next level, whatever that personal next level happens to be. And for you, it's being that, let's call it what it is. It's a middleman. It's a connector. It's a problem solver of people, especially certainly in the fix and flip business. I mean, this is a cash monster, right? It is a cash monster. You got to have access. When we rerun our business, you got to have access to millions of dollars in and out because stuff's moving all the time. And that's what you do. You connect people on an ongoing basis with cash, is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. And you had a guest on here, Jack Miller, who personal relationship is he was good friends with my dad, who's a retail mortgage broker.
Okay.
And so he and I have had, you know, he was at my bar mitzvah, you know, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we've tried to connect on a few deals. So it's the same thing. You know, how can I get more people connected to guys like Jack that are able to close on deals fast and get you and know the business and know your deal, can tell you if it's a good deal or a bad deal, and can be basically an unlimited resource for you to be able to fund your fix and flip business or rental business.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who missed the episode, the Jack Miller episode is Jack is the guy he's the money dude for commercial real estate. He's the dude who closes on deals that banks don't close on, have a problem with, whatever it may be. Gets creative on the commercial real estate side. And Gary, it sounds like what you do is specific to the residential side.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right. So talk to me. I've historically loved the broker model. For example, you know, the easiest way to compare this is the insurance side. Insurance side for us is we have an insurance broker, and our broker goes out and shops multiple carriers, multiple insurance folks, and finds us the best deal. Because if you ever find yourself with a captive guy on the insurance side, what you will quickly find out is, you know, they got this little bucket. If it doesn't fit your bucket, you are no longer going to be covered by them. And we've had it happen.
Exactly. And I think the broker model really works best for the consumer. Now, if there's cases where you need to go direct to lender because you are extremely bankable, you have all your ducks in a row, and you may be so far experienced that what I would be able to find for you just isn't meeting up to your expectations. But here's what I will say. There are more people that don't know what they're eligible for and need to know the options that are out there than if they were to spend their own time to shop each and every lender, because how will they know that they're getting their best deal? They don't really know what's closing and what terms are actually getting funded. The same as anything, advertised rates are sometimes just that. It's, do you qualify? Does the deal qualify? And right. being the guy that shops these different lenders all the time, I know what's getting to the closing table. I know what a deal looks like when it's going to close.
I suspect, is it fair to say? I don't know. So I'm asking. You don't get paid unless it closes.
That's right. So we're on the same team.
Right. Right. All right. So walk me through an example so I have an understanding. I got a deal, or I'm looking to get a deal. At what point does somebody connect with you? Should they?
Let's say you're a relatively inexperienced flipper. You've done 2, maybe 3 deals in the last couple of years. It's something that you had funded with your own capital. And now you're thinking to yourself, all right, well, now's my time to really get into this because the market is shifting and, you know, wholesalers aren't going to be marking things up so crazily and I can actually get an off-market deal. All right, great. So you come to me and you say, hey, I'm looking at this deal. And I want to know what it would look like if I were to tap into some funds. I'm going to ask you just some simple questions. What's your experience level? What do you see in this deal? How much money are you looking to make? And how much capital are you working with? Really simple stuff.
Yep.
If you can share with me intelligently what you think the deal looks like and how much money you're going to make, I'm going to be able to gauge on how savvy of an investor you are. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me things like, well, I don't know, what do you see in it? I'm here to get you some money on a good deal. I can't sell the deal to you based off of what the money that I can get you. So when you have a deal under contract, that's also a great time to then go shop with a broker or a direct lender, because now the conversation becomes a little bit more serious and there's a clock where you got to go to the closing table. And so I would say right before you're about to pull the trigger on an offer, or when you're under contract, is when you would want to go and get financing, versus in the retail world where you want to get that pre-approval and all that stuff before you go shopping.
All right. So I bring a deal to you. We have that conversation. Things, you know, you it checks as a thumbs up in your mind, Gary. Next step is what? You go out and shop the deal with a few people.
Well, we're going to have a conversation about what the general terms are going to look like, so you have level set expectations.
Perfect.
That way I know that when I bring something to you, it's not going to be sticker shock.
Yep.
It's not going to be payment shock.
Yep.
I'm going to, at that point, once we have that agreement that, hey, listen, you know, I feel like the ranges that you gave me are within what I'm comfortable with. Now I'm going to ask for a little bit of a commitment, because at the same time, like we said before, I'm getting paid when the deal closes. So we're on the same team. My whole goal is to get to the closing table and make sure that you understand that I'm providing you with terms that can close.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask for documents so that when I do get the terms that are within the range, we can pull the trigger as soon as you see what you like.
No, that makes total sense. What are you typically seeing from a point where you have an initial conversation to the point where you actually end up closing?
The time frame?
Yeah.
I think 14 to 21 business days is very, very doable.
Faster than I thought it would be.
So in calendar days, that's about 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, advertised, you can close in 7 days, but I'm going to be able to close in 7 days when we've done some deals together.
Sure.
I already have your documents. Maybe we're already working with a lender that we've used before. So they've already underwritten you and they're just really looking at the deal. Sometimes there's an appraisal that comes in between that time frame. I'm going to work for you to get a no appraisal option wherever possible, especially if it's a wholesale deal, because an appraisal can spook the seller. It can spook the wholesaler. If you're the end buyer on this thing, then I want to make it as seamless as possible so that you can make your offers as close to cash as possible.
Yep. No, that makes sense. How do you actually end up getting paid at the end of the day?
It's on the HUD. So I typically am just adding a point on top of what the lender charges. I mean, that's, I think, a fair fee. Now, depending on the size of the deal, that can be negotiated, because I got minimums that I have to meet. But if there's a question about it, then we got to evaluate our relationship. It's a working relationship. I want to work with people that I like and can work with me. And I'm sure the same would be true for anybody out there. They want to work with people that are on the same side and don't feel like they're getting ripped off.
No doubt. You'd want a long-term funding solution.
For sure.
Yeah. It'd be great to have somebody have that in place so you can not have to worry about it. Because I know there is I'm going to have the conversation with guys all the time. How do I find money? You know, I got a killer deal, but where do I go? What do I do? How do I do it? Especially with newer experience, you know, people coming up the curve, if you will, having a really good financial solution. I mean, it is critical to success.
Absolutely. You have to have a full team in place. You have to have your insurance agent. You have to have your real estate agent. You have to have your wholesaler and your lender all lined up so that you can have a functioning fix and flipper rental business.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned rental business. Tell me about that. Or maybe it's not something you do. Do you handle rental loans?
Yes. So they are a little bit more tricky in the current lending environment that we're in, but they are being done day in and day out. The expectations here are a little bit longer of a closing cycle. So 30 to 45 days would be typical. There is going to be a full appraisal that's going to be done. And what you can expect is anywhere between 70 and 80% as a loan to value of the property.
Okay. In typical amortizations, what's that look like there? Are they permanent rates, are they variable rates? What do you have a sweet spot? I'm sure they vary.
They really do vary. Yeah. But what is the core product right now that I feel like works the best with the cash flow investor is a front-loaded interest-only period where they can maximize the cash flow. And then after that period, they're free to refinance or sell the property. That way they can exit how they please. And if they are going to refinance, I mean, no one has a crystal ball, but interest rates may be back to the old normal after the interest only period.
Sure. Yeah. So you got a fixed rate for a period of time, interest only. So that way you can reduce that cash flow and then kind of kick the can, if you will. And I know a lot of people who, you know, they're cash flow investors. It's not really about principal pay down. It's about cash flow and appreciation. So if you get yourself locked in long enough, it's an interesting, there's a game to be played there, but you lock yourself in for long enough. I'm not suggesting a year or 2 years, but long enough to get through a cycle, you may find yourself in a really good position.
Exactly.
Yeah. Based on your experience, I mean, you've done acquisitions, you've been an acquisition manager, you're lending to folks, or you're talking to investors all the time. Where do people screw it up and where do they totally get it right?
They screw it up by trying to get a deal done at all costs, regardless of the deal. Mm. Forcing something to happen is almost never worth the squeeze. The juice is rarely ever worth the squeeze. Some sellers are harder to deal with than others. And what I've found is that those smaller margin deals that you really have to grind away to find your buyer as a wholesaler, I mean, those are the things that are going to really kill your deal flow. So I think that pretty much sums it up, is trying to force a deal to happen where it's just not going to happen.
Sometimes those small, complicated ones, not always, but sometimes those small, complicated ones and the lower dollar amounts are just the worst.
Exactly. And that's why as a broker, I have to look at things through the lens of a lender. And I'll say that there's probably more deals that I turn down that I do move forward because there has to be some sense to it. And when there's a newbie investor that's trying to get their first deal done and they're just happy that it's under contract, you know, that's really great. But we have to look at things globally and what is actually going to make sense. And the worst thing in the world would be for me to put a client of mine in a position where they're not financially ready to handle the flip and would eventually end up being the lender taking the house back. Cause that ruins two relationships in one. I can't work with the borrower again, and I can't work with the lender again.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors.
I've got a question for you. Are you enjoying the podcast? I sure hope you are. And if you are, may I ask you a personal favor? Would you mind going to iTunes and leaving a written review and a 5-star review? If you do that, send me a screenshot to my office. I want to send you back a list as a thank you. It's a list of the top 20 best lists to market to in order to find motivated sellers. This list has been curated by my office over years of direct marketing to sellers. This will either shortcut your path to finding the best list to start marketing to, or it's sure to add to what's already working. You can send that screenshot of your review to marketing@realgritpodcast.com. That's marketing@realgritpodcast.com. as a newbie, and certainly deal number one, but also coming up the curve and in the first handful of deals, you have to win on every single deal. You cannot lose.
Exactly.
You're better off taking a month longer to find a deal that is a win than rushing a deal. It's more important to get a win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's this. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call 4-4 impact.
4-4 impact.
Your favorite quote, and I just wrote this yesterday, so I love it. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So Henry Ford is the one who originally attributed to the quote. What about that resonates most with you?
Well, it's just about the mindset.
Yeah.
Right. So everyone faces adversity in life, and how do you bounce back? And what is the talk track that you're going through to make sure that you see the light in every opportunity? Because if you're on the wholesaling world, or if you're a real estate agent and you're riding the peaks and valleys like all salespeople, yeah, you know, how are you going to go climb the mountain again?
No, that's great. What do you think it is that holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
That's a personalized question, but I think what holds people back the most is not being able to let go of certain responsibilities and not delegating soon enough. There's some, do you need to be the guy that sets up your website? Do you need to be the gal that also is doing transactional coordinating when you're trying to talk to sellers and all this other stuff?
Right.
So it's trying to build a team faster than, and not as fast.
Yeah. Got to delegate to elevate, right? Mm-hmm. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
And I am a big TV and specifically pro wrestling guy. I'm probably consuming about 6 to 7 hours of pro wrestling each and every week just because I'm a super fan. I've been that way since I was 9 years old, and I don't really see myself stopping. But you know, it's a cool little niche, and you know, there's more of us out there than you think.
Oh, no, I believe that. Yes. Yeah, it's not a $1 billion industry based on just a few people.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's cool. Look at that. I learned something new about you today.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I mean, that is just opening doors for people.
Yeah.
That's all. You go in and we got Wawa here in Southeastern PA.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just saying hi, smiling people, just making sure that you're not bringing them the negative look like we have been accustomed to with the masks on and all that stuff and being gardened up. Yeah. You know, if you're just opening doors for people, being smiling, that's all.
Yeah, you can make an impact in pretty small, simple ways, can't you?
Exactly.
So we just launched the Real Grit Vault. It's a collection of resources available to all of our listeners. Anybody who brings a goodie, everything gets added into the vault there, and where you, the listener, can download that and get access to that. Carrie, I know you were making a contribution to our vault today. What are you able to contribute to us?
Well, what I can contribute is a templated script that I've used for as an acquisitions manager for many different wholesalers. So if you're looking for something to say to a seller, or you're trying to find a talk track that works, I got a script for you.
Perfect. You guys can get your access to the vault, realgrit.com/vault. That's realgrit.com/vault. Gary, for folks who want to connect with you, they want to learn more, they want to perhaps connect with you and borrow and walk down that path with you, where can they find you? What can they do?
The easiest thing is my primary social media is just my personal Facebook page. I like to be just a person that is approachable. So if you search Gary Brown on Facebook, I should be one of the first 15 on there.
One of the first 15. Gary, send me the link. Here's what we'll do. We'll put it in the show notes below. So it's a direct URL. You'll find the right one of the 15.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on here. It's fun to listen about how you've come through a journey, you know, out of the corporate world, into the investor world, into the acquisitions manager world, managing other folks. You know, I know because I live in the role, there's a lot that goes into that tutelage of other folks and bringing people up a sales path, and then getting to the point where you now connect with investors to the ultimate resource, as you put it, the dollars and cents, the lifeblood, right? Deals and money are the lifeblood of the business. And you went to the avenue in which you can control, right? The money.
Absolutely.
Flow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's really great. I appreciate you taking the time to connect, and
thanks for having me on.
See you. It's been a little bit, and I know we've been friends for years, so I'm excited that you were able to connect up here.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, this is for Neil Timmons and everybody here at Real Grit. I'm excited that you're here, and I want you to remember, real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.
What if I told you can make 20 times the return of a single family fix and flip on your next big deal? Well, it's actually possible. It's possible inside the world of commercial real estate. Say, I'm inviting you to this free challenge. It starts August 15th. It's totally free. It's a 5-day challenge where I'm going to take you and deep dive into the world of commercial real estate, more specifically, capital multiplier properties. What it is, how we identify them. I'm going to show you how to identify them, how to evaluate them, and how to lock them up risk-free. I'm going to give you all the paperwork to do it. It's totally free. You can sign up to join us at www.20xprofitchallenge.com/realgrit. That's www.20xprofitchallenge.com/realgrit. And I'll see you in the challenge.